This new warming trend in the Pacific started in mid-June. Ocean surface temperatures are up 2 to 3 degrees, which doesn't sound like much, but when we're talking about the ocean, it's enough to call a heat wave. NOAA oceanographer Andrew Lysing was on a call Thursday with reporters talking about the heat wave.
This current event that we're seeing right now ends up being the second largest marine heat wave that we have seen since 1981. And the only thing that's been bigger has been that, you know, what we call the blob of 2014-2015.
The blob was what people called the last marine heat wave in the Pacific. It wreaked havoc on the Pacific food chain, including the Gulf of Alaska, prompting multiple fishery disaster declarations. Both the blob and the current heat wave stand out as outliers, according to Lysing, both in size and strength. According to NOAA researcher Nathan Mantua, North Pacific waters were already a whole degree Celsius above normal due to climate change. And now this marine heat wave is making things worse, especially in places like the Bering Sea and the Arctic.
Alaska has had its own heat wave for months, all year. It started long before this West Coast event.
It's too early to know what the impacts on marine ecosystems will be, but the last blob provides something of a roadmap for what we might see, like an increase in harmful algal blooms or a repeat of disastrously low salmon returns.
The ocean conditions can be stressful for the salmon if the temperatures get really warm and their food supplies are very poor.
Unfortunately, right now is not the best time to see the effects of warming on the ecosystem. Scientists are already looking ahead to spring when juvenile salmon start returning to the ocean, and things like algal blooms are more likely. And they're not just concerned about salmon, they're worried about all productivity in the food web being down, from plankton to seabirds and marine mammals. Despite the current alarm, it's important to note that the 2019 event is still fairly young, meaning the heat isn't as deep in as it was during the blob. It took several months to build, but researchers like Mantua still think it's possible that the heat wave will dissipate quickly before having a severe effect on the ecosystem. In Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.